Hello?
Yes, hello. My name is Yvonne. I'm doing callbacks. How can I help you today?
Callbacks for what?
Do you have a problem with your account or shipment that you didn't receive?
I don't even know what you didn't even announce who you are, so
I
I
said
have
my
no
name.
idea.
Yes, I did. I said my name was Yvonne and I was returning a callback, and you said you didn't know what that was, and I was asking if you
Yeah,
had a charge.
you didn't say a company or
I'm not a
anything.
company. I'm a customer support employee, sir. We help with charges, canceling accounts. So this is not a company. I'm an employee. This is not a company for doing this. I'm an employee for doing customer support, sir.
All I know is I did this survey thing to get a KitchenAid mixer.
Okay.
And it said that it was all I had to pay was $2.95 shipping, $2.95 shipping. And I did that, and they took $5 and some odd cents out of my account.
Okay, so give me your zip code, please, and I can pull your account to see what's
Nine
going
seven four seven one.
on. 9 4
97471.
4 7 1. Okay, hold on just one moment. And what is your name?
Steven.
Steven. Okay. So we can find Steven. I have a Steven Lewis.
Yep.
Okay. Hold on just one moment. Steven, can you verify your address for me, please?
624 Northwest White Avenue, Roseburg, Oregon, 97471.
Okay, thank you very much. And thank you for waiting. Give me a few moments. Just pulling your account up. I'm still here, Stephen. I'm just waiting. It's going slow loading your account. Okay, here we go. So, Stephen, what I see here, December 10th, you paid $5.74 for the KitchenAid, like you said.
Yep.
And this KitchenAid was exclusive sweepstakes. So what it did, it gave you an entry into a membership, Stephen. So, come on. It gave you an entry into a sweepstakes, which gave you a discount membership, a voucher for $125 that comes with the discount from the sweepstakes, Stephen. I'm trying to see how long you're. Come on. When you did this and when the charge came onto your card, I didn't see a charge. I just seen the $5.
Yeah, that's what I said, $5.74.
Okay, so what would you want me to do, Stephen?
Well, if this is just an entry into a sweepstakes, that is completely false
That's
advertisement.
okay, 'cause what you apply for. The 574 when I enrolled you into the discount sweepstakes, but the sweepstakes they have to call you and let you know that you approve that you not approve that you won this KitchenAid, that you are the winner of this KitchenAid for the 574, because it has not been shipped to you, so that's why you haven't received it. You have to be let known that you are the winner of the KitchenAid, sir. and they gave you a welcoming gift, but it's just showing 574. You did this yesterday.
Yeah.
So if it's a sweepstakes, I guess what I'm saying, someone from the sweepstakes would have to call you and tell you directly that you are the winner of this KitchenAid. So it's just $574 there right now for your shipping and handling. But you don't have a charge on here, no charge yet.
Well, I got a $5.74 charge.
That's for the shipping and handling in case you do win the KitchenAid, sir.
Oh, so if I don't win, then I get that $574 back?
Yeah, I was going to say if you want me to cancel this because it's like, you know, anything, you take a chance on entering contests and stuff. If you want me to cancel the account, I can, and I can refund your $574.
Whoever runs this thing, it's a huge scam because it doesn't say anything about a sweepstakes. It says that I won this. All I have to do is pay $295, and it'll be shipped to me.
I understand what you're saying, but I guess at the time when you did this, sir, of the terms and conditions, you didn't know if this was in this KitchenAid was in a contest or anything, sir. That's the part that you didn't know. So
it said I won. It said congratulations, you won.
No, you have to be called by the sweepstakes. I understand what your part. They're telling you on your however they're telling you. They're telling you that you won this KitchenAid. But once all this is done right here, the sweepstakes people have to call you and let you know. Not, I ain't gonna say whoever it was on the other end. So you haven't won this because it's showing not shipped. If you have won this, your $574 would have covered the shipping. And it would have been sent to you already.
I understand what you're saying. Okay. What I'm saying is, on my side, it said, congratulations, you won this. All you have to do is pay $295, and it will be shipped to you. It didn't say anything about an entry into a sweepstakes. That's what I'm saying. This is a scam. It's misleading. That's not okay. That's not cool.
Okay, Steven, so what you want me to do for you?
I want my damn KitchenAid.
You can't get it because I told you it was a sweepstake. They have to let you know. I have no.
So then you guys.
I have
so
no
then
control.
Guys then
I have
guys
no control.
Of, so give me my damn money back. And I don't want to be signed up for any stupid promotion membership stuff.
We didn't. Hold on.
Well, you said I had a membership.
That's what you got because KitchenAid was in already into this. That's what they didn't tell you that. The fine print or whatever they missed there, Stephen, I was just letting you know we didn't do this, and we're not running this. We're just helping the customers with their account. Hold on just one moment while I cancel this and give you your refund back to you. Hold on just one moment. Okay, your $574, you'll receive it in 3 to 5 days, Stephen, and I'm finna to cancel this account for you so you won't see anything about it anymore. And hold on just one moment. I'll give you a confirmation number. Okay. Stephen, I just canceled your account, so you won't see any future charges at all because you just had the $574. The $574 will be refunded to you in 3 to 5 business days. You have a pen to take the confirmation number down, sir.
Okay. Okay.
C is in Charles, 263-19-6570.
196570.
196570, yes.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a nice day, Stephen.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.